Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
Bright city, where the streets are paved with gold, where in peace I'll dwell forever. Oh, that joy can never be told.
Will you meet me over yonder, and we'll have happiness dwell? Will you meet me over yonder, where we'll live?
That will be a happy meeting with the dear ones passed away. Oh, the joy of that reunion in that land of endless day.
Will you meet me over yonder, and with hands clasped to me, dwell in heaven? Will you meet me over yonder,
where
we'll never say farewell?
Brothers, say, how are you living? Should he call for you to go? Are you ready for the summons? Your road may quite as slow.
Will you meet me over yonder,
and with hands
with happy millions dwell in heaven?
Will you
meet me over yonder,
where
we'll never
say farewell? Curly Seckler of Rowan City, North Carolina. Will you meet me over there? Curly passed 2 days after his 98th birthday on December the 27th, 2017. Born on Christmas Day, 1919. A bluegrass pioneer, he's on the list of who's who in bluegrass, and some of the groups he has performed in are the Yodeling Rangers, the Trail Riders, Charlie Monroe and his Kentucky Partners, Tommy Scott, Cass Walker, Jim and Jess McReynolds, Mac Wiseman, Flatten Scruggs, and the Nashville Grass. He worked with the Stanley Brothers, the Sossman Brothers, Doyle Lawson, David Grisman, and the list just goes on for Curly. Inducted into the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame in 2004, the North Carolina Hall of Fame 2010, and the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Hall of Fame in 2011. Curly's real name was John Ray Seckler, and Will You Meet Me Over Yonder is from Curly's 1980 album, Take a Little Time, recorded with the Nashville Grass on CMH Records. Curly was a vocalist, and he played guitar, banjo, and mandolin with the best of them. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. A few artists you'll hear today are Del Reeves, Lita Stroud, Marvin Morrow, Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton, Hilo Brown, Ralph Carlson, the Stanley Brothers, Tom T. Hall, Julie Lynn, Roy Acuff, and a few others. And here we are, the last Sunday in August, 5 Sundays this month, so you get an extra program. Aren't you lucky? On July the 15th, 2026, Bill Anderson celebrated 65 years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Raised in Decatur, Georgia, Bill has joined the ranks of one of country's greatest songwriters of all time. 7 decades later, he's still writing songs for today's artists, and it all started back in 1958 when Ray Price recorded Bill's City Lights, number one for Ray, for 13 weeks in 58. an inductee of Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Lots of songs on today's program for the very first time. And friends, here's Bill Anderson with one titled Papoose Sunday Boots. And then we hear from Tom T. Hall with Bluegrass Festival in the Sky.
The first time that I saw them, he was wearing them to church. They weren't all scuffed and scratchy like the ones he wore to work. He was just a common man. He didn't even own a suit. But you could see the pride reflecting in the shine of Papa's Sunday boots. Every time he wore them, I couldn't help but stare. I guess one day he noticed, 'cause he sat down in his chair. He slipped him off and said, "Son, why don't you try them on? They might not fit you now, but they'll be yours someday when I'm gone." Even after all this time, I still can't fill his shoes. But I wouldn't take $1 million for Papa's Sunday boots. It wasn't till our wedding day that I took them from the box. Still, they didn't fit me, so I wore two pairs of socks. I set them in the closet. I didn't wear them for a while, till I put them on the day that we brought home our first newborn child. And now I've made a list, special things that I want to do before I'm gone. I want to wear him out on that Opry stage and sing his favorite song. I want to walk our daughter down the aisle. And then my last request, make sure I'm wearing Papa's Sunday boots the day I'm laid to rest. Even after all this time, I still can't fill his shoes. But I wouldn't take $1 million for Papa's Sunday boots. And just think, the next time that I see him, I'll be wearing Papa's Sunday boots.
In the sweet by and by, at that bluegrass festival in the sky, there'll be Monroe Flat, the Scruggs and the Stanleys, the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers and the whole McReynolds family, Mullins, the Stonemans and Martin and Crow, Dillard and Thompson and Smiley and Reno.
And we will sing
in the sweet by and by, at that bluegrass festival in the sky. And Warren, Richmond, and Harold, Carl's, Dorian, the going. Baker, McGay, Hay, Wiseman, and Graves, the Osborne, Bill Clifton, Spring, and Uncle Dave.
And we will sing
in the sweet by and by at that bluegrass festival in the sky.
Two terrific songwriters, Tom T. Hall, the storyteller, with Bluegrass Festival in the Sky, and Whisperin' Bill Anderson, Papoose, Sunday Boots. And there's several videos of Bill singing this one on YouTube. And friends, I'm next with Old Brush Arbors, one I recorded with Dr. Ray Legere in 1995. MusiCorps Records thought the song had potential. George Jones released it in 1966, and gospel songs don't do very well on the mainstream charts. It charted at number 30 on the U.S. Billboard Country Singles charts, and it stayed on the charts for 7 weeks. Gordon Artis and Daryl Edwards wrote Old Brush Arbors. After me, we'll hear from the first female inductee into the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, Julie Lynn, and this one is called To Hear the Family Sing.
I remember them so clearly. Mom and Dad love them so dearly. Old Brush Arbors by the side of the road, where I learned about salvation from the book of Revelation, and from arbors by the side of the road. Old Brush Arbors by the side of the road, where a sinner could lay down his heavy load. It was in those old brush arbors troubled souls found peaceful harbors. Brush arbors by the side of the road. Times I have departed from the way of life I started, and from arbors by the side of the road. But each time the devil caught me, I remembered what they taught me in brush arbors by the side of the road. Old brush arbors by the side of the road, where the mighty light of God's great mercy flowed. There was praying, shouting, singing, till the countryside was ringing. Brush arbors by the side of the road. Thank you.
watch TV, we'd sit before the fire. Mama'd knit, Papa'd sit, because he was so tired. My sister read a book, my brother played his mardi gras, and me, I'd sit by firelight, picking my guitar. And then Mama'd say, would you play that song about I'll Fly Away? So I'd strike out the chords and let them ring. It sure felt good in harmony to hear the family sing. I'll fly away, glory. I'll fly away. I'd strike out the chords and let them ring. It sure felt good in harmony to hear the family sing. Now I'm afraid those days are gone, for something of the past. These days the world is much too fast. Thank God I've got a memory to take me back that far, so I can sit by firelight picking my guitar. And then Mom would say, would you play that song about I'll Fly Away? So I'd strike out the chords and let them ring. It sure felt good to hear the family sing. I'll fly away, glory. I'll fly away. I'd strike out the chords and let them ring. It sure felt good in harmony to hear the family sing. I'll fly away, glory.
Julie Lynn from her album, To Hear the Family Sing. And yours truly with Old Brush Arbors. And that was the title of the all-gospel album George Jones issued in 1965. Julie Lynn was born Julia Catherine Flynn of Irish heritage in the Gaspé region of Quebec. 6 Canadian albums yielded, 12 charted singles here in Canada. She also treated her legions of French-speaking fans to songs performed in the French language. At the height of her career in the late 1970s, early 80s, Julia guested on the Tommy Hunter Show, Family Brown Country, and was co-host of CBC's Coming Up Country, the 1977 television series. Julie was nominated for many Junos and RPM Big Country Awards. And this is Julie's first time on the gospel trail. To Hear the Family Sing was issued on Condor Records in 1977. Linda Hargrove is the writer, and our friend, the late George Hamilton IV, star of the Grand Ole Opry for 54 years, is next. Traveling Toward Heaven is from George's 2003 album, Songs of Faith and Inspiration, and most of the 18 tracks were written by Roy G. Jack Ownby, who was also co-author of the award-winning book, The Hank Snow Story. Traveling Toward Heaven is going out to all the folks here in the Amherst area, and George sure was fond of the Amherst folks.
Life is a journey between right and wrong. Sometimes I'm weak, sometimes I'm strong. But I ask the good Lord each night when I pray that I'll be a bit better than I've been today. I'm traveling toward heaven, one step at a time. But that old devil is only a half a step behind. If I don't stumble and keep my eyes on God's eternal prize, I'll be walking on those streets of gold in that glorious city that God has designed to be by His side. one step at a time. I've made some mistakes I'm sorry for. With the good life I've had, sometimes I've wanted more. I've been climbing life's ladder of worldly success. Now I'm looking upward to that heavenly address. And I'm traveling toward heaven, one step at a time. But that old devil is only a half a step behind. If I don't stumble and keep my eyes on God's eternal prize, I'll be walking on those streets of gold in that glorious city that God has designed. To be by His side, where love is divine. I'm traveling toward heaven, one step at a time. Yes, I'm traveling toward heaven, one step at a time.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
There's coming a time on the great judgment morning when the Savior will welcome you home. Will you be prepared for the journey to heaven on the great ship that carries God's chosen ones home? Oh, the water's so deep.
Oh, the water's so deep
on the river of Jordan.
On the river of Jordan.
And the light shines so bright.
And the light shines so bright.
Wandering in sin, away from God's teaching, won't you ask Him to show you the way? Fall down on your knees in the chapel next Sunday and meet with your friends. So deep,
oh, the water's so deep
on the river of Jordan,
on the river of Jordan,
and the light shines bright,
and the light shines so bright
from heaven above,
from heaven above,
and the midnight has passed, and your day is gone,
in heaven on high.
Oh, the great ship will land,
oh, the great ship will land.
When I think of bluegrass brother acts, I guess none would be more famous Then the Stanley Brothers, Carter and Ralph. Harbor of Love was from the pen of Carter Stanley, first issued on a shellac 10-inch 78 RPM recording in 1954. Traveling Toward Heaven was George Hamilton IV, and he made it to heaven on September the 17th, 2014, from heart complications. Aside from his career in music, George entered the stage world in 1990, narrating a production of Patsy Cline the Musical for 5 years. And George personally toured with Patsy Cline, and he shared several stories with me, interesting stories. Another Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame inductee is Ralph Carlson. Born in Montreal, Ralph spent his early years in Shediac Cape, New Brunswick, and his family relocated to Ottawa. And friends, when is the last time you heard Two Little Boys? This one is going out to Gordon Nicholson in Hamilton, and Gord is originally from Upper Cape, New Brunswick. Here's Ralph Carlson with that song.
Two little boys had two little toys, each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played on a summer day. Horse's head, wept for his toy, but cried with joy when he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. We'll mend up your horse with glue. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers. Horses will not be toys, and maybe we will remember when we were two little boys."
Two Little Boys by Ralph Carlson. I recall hearing the song when I was a teenager, possibly by Australian Rolf Harris. His version reached number one on the United Kingdom singles charts for 6 weeks. Kenny Rogers and the Country Gentlemen recorded it. Lyrics were published by Theodore Morse in 1902. First recorded in 1903 by Billy Murray. It became a popular music hall song at that time. And from where does the song come? Some think the Boer War from 1900, others the Spanish-American War of 1898, or perhaps even the American Civil War. The song was originally titled When We Were Two Little Boys. Kenny Niles from Truro requested Let's Go Back to the Bible by Wolf Carter. RCA Camden issued the album of the same title by Wilf in 1964. Three writers on this song, Wilf, John Glenner, and Bob Miller. Roy Acuff follows Wilf with a song I've not heard before, one called The Stage. This song captures Acuff's classic honky-tonk and mountain-style delivery. At age 85, this was Roy Acuff's final recording. But first, for Kenny Niles, it's Wilf Carter. Let's go back to the Bible.
Let's go back to the Bible and walk in the pathway of right. Let love be the heavenly searchlight to brighten the darkest night. There's hope and strength in the Bible, the sweetest story told. Let's go back to the Bible, to that wonderful wisdom of old. Are you weary? Are you tired? Does everything seem all wrong? Are you weary, low and blue? Dear friend, let your heart sing a song. Let's go back to the Bible and walk in the pathway of right. Let love be the heavenly searchlight to brighten the darkest night. There's hope and strength in the Bible, the sweetest story told. Let's go back to the Bible, to that wonderful wisdom of old. When you're lonely, all alone, from the path you stray, look to Jesus for your guide. Dear friend, he will lighten the way. Let's go back to the Bible and walk in the pathway of right. Let love be the heavenly searchlight to brighten the darkest night. There's hope and strength in the Bible, the sweetest story told. Let's go back to the Bible, to that wonderful wisdom of old.
So many years of my life revolve around the center of this grand old stage. I have seen the hopefuls come and go, and I've seen a few that came and stayed. I've seen the Hall of Famers join the legends of the past, enshrined forever in their rightful place. Yet I've seen some talent turn to pride, destroyed by the glamour of the stage. I have seen a bashful mountain girl nervously await to take her bow, then watched a shining star arise once she took the stage and faced the crowd. I've heard some funny stories as I've waited in the wings, and I've heard a few of tragedy and rain. I've heard tales of broken hearts put to music and delivered on the stage. This old stage is close to heaven, a place for the gathering of stars, with angels standing in the wings, waiting for a chance to sing their part. Yes, I've seen the Hall of Famers join the legends of the past, enshrined forever in their rightful place. And when the final curtain falls on me, there's no place I'd rather be than in the center of the grand old stage.
Roy Acuff with a song called The Stage, and that was Roy's final recording from 1988. And you heard Wilf Carter with Let's Go Back to the Bible. Acuff defined country music for decades, the very first king of country music during the 1930s, 40s, and into the 50s. The Stage is from Roy's 1982 album, Back in the Country, released on Elektra Records, and Jimmy Walker wrote The Stage. And Jimmy famously filled in for Roy when he temporarily left the Grand Ole Opry in 1946. The dispute was over performance requirements and money, and lasted about 1 year, and Roy returned, and he stayed with the Grand Ole Opry until his passing in 1992. In fact, the Grand Ole Opry was Roy's home. And friends, another song for Kenny and Truro. This time it's Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton. God's Coloring Book appears on Charlie's 2006 CD, Pride and Joy, a gospel music collection. Dolly wrote God's Coloring Book, and then it's another interesting bluegrass pioneer. Hilo Brown was born in a place called River in Johnson City, Kentucky. Another artist I heard in my teens. Hilo has a great old standard here for us, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. And that's coming up right after Charlie and Dolly sing this one for Kenny, God's Coloring Book.
Today as I was walking in the fields just down the way, I sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book.
I saw a golden ray of sunlight, a silver drop of dew, a soft white floating cloud sailing across a sky of blue, a yellow dandelion, a pretty evergreen, and some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream.
And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I was viewing God's coloring book. The grayness in an old man's hair, the pink in baby's cheeks, the blackness in a stormy sky, the brown in falling leaves, and the multicolored rainbow stretched across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing God's coloring book. Then I turn my face towards the sky and say a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me. He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Yes, each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Mm-hmm.
friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No sad.
Brown, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies, Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton, God's Coloring Book. Charlie Pride had 29 number one hits in 14 years, 1969 to 1983, and that's quite a record. And two of those 29 number one hits were Hank Williams' songs, Honky Tonk Blues, and You Win Again. Hilo Brown's real name was Frank Brown. I first heard Hilo on a Rural Rhythm Budget label album. He was 80 when he passed in 2003, and the name Hilo was a nickname because of his vocal range. He could hit the high or low notes. Brown wrote Lost to a Stranger. He sent it to a publishing company in hopes that Kitty Wells might record the song. Instead, Capitol Records asked Brown to record it himself. The song got Hilo onto the WWBA Jamboree in Wheeling, West Virginia, and in 1957, he joined Flat and Scruggs on their Martha White flower shows. His group was called the Buckskin Boys, later renamed the Timberliners, and one of Hilo's musicians was Red Rector on mandolin. Red played on a demo recording with Hank Williams on Are You Walkin' and a Talkin' for the Lord. And friends, I gotta get going here. I'm running out of time. Here's Marvin Morrow with One More Time, Let Me Tell You About Jesus, and Lita Stroud with one called Heaven Bound with the Hammer Down.
You could have heard a pin drop in that big old church that morn, when the tattered old man left his seat. No one knew who he was or where he came from. He just wandered in off the street. He showed up in this suited church
in wore-out overalls. The old shoes he wore had seen better days, but it didn't seem to bother him when everybody stared. He just smiled and said, I've something to say. One more time, let me tell you about Jesus and how he died to save us from our sin. One more time, please let me remind you, 'cause like he said in his word, he's coming back again. Now there's very few of you that can remember long ago the young preacher your board asked to leave, because he preached the gospel plain and true. There were many here it didn't seem to please. I've spent 60 years preaching under the bridge where the homeless stay, to the outcast, glad to hear the good news. But this morning God directed my path back to your church one more time before my life is through. One more time, let me tell you about Jesus and the love he has for fallen men. One more time, please let me remind you, then I can leave this old world with no blood on my hands. Then I can leave this old world with no blood on my hands.
With the speed of an arrow, the pathway narrow is my spirit power too. The plan of salvation, my transformation, my destination sure. God's burning sin's bridges and smoothing rough edges, for Jesus' blood atones. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down, I know I'm headed home. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down, I know I'm headed home. I'm traveling light without a care in sight, the wheels my grab a ride and in Jesus abide, live life on a higher plane. The future's settled, put the pedal to the metal, working for the Lord. Heaven bound with a hammer down, laying a free war. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down, I know I'm headed home. I'm traveling light without a care inside, my wheels
Lita Stroud, Heaven Bound with a Hammer Down from her 1995 album, A Gospel Journey. And Marvin Morrow, One More Time, Let Me Tell You About Jesus. Marvin Morrow is an ordained minister and has opened for such people as Merle Haggard, Dave Dudley, Hank Lachlan, and Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. I featured Lita Stroud early in the life of the Gospel Trail. October the 25th will be my 15th anniversary program, and that's getting close. Country Bill Huey, an inductee of the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame, is next with We Thank Thee. Bill learned this song from a Jim Reeves recording, and Jim wrote it and released it on an album of the same title in 1962 on RCA Victor. Country Bill is still singing as good as ever, and here's Bill with this great song, one called We Thank Thee.
We thank Thee each morning for a newborn day, where we may work the fields of new-mown hay. We thank Thee for the sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord. We thank Thee. Thank Thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank Thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank Thee for the trees and the deep blue sea, O Lord. We thank Thee. Oh yes, we thank Thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. Thank Thee each day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank Thee for the field where the clover is grown. Thank Thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank Thee for Thy love so pure and free, O Lord. We thank Thee. Oh yes, we thank Thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. Thank Thee each day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank Thee for the fields where the clovers grow. Thank Thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank Thee for Thy love so pure and free, O Lord. We thank Thee.
Our great friend, Country Bill Huey from Truro, and that one was called We Thank Thee. And don't we all have so much to thank him for? Well, friends, we're about to the end for this week. Country music star and Grand Ole Opry member, film actor Del Reeves' final gospel album was issued by Gusto Records in 2007, the same year Del passed at the age of 74. 55 charted songs for Del. The big ones were Girl on the Billboard, The Bells of Southern Belle, Women Do Funny Things to Me, Good Time Charlie's, and his trucker's anthem, Looking at the World Through a Windshield. Del's second gospel album, I'm Gonna Sing My Songs for Jesus, was issued in 1996 on King Records. Del passed on January the 1st, 2007, and the album was re-released by Gusto that same year. Friends, once again, a big thanks for being with me today. Del Reeves joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1966, and he stayed until his passing in 2007. Sherry Jericho wrote, I'm Gonna Sing My Songs for Jesus. And friends, here's Del Reeves to close the gospel trail.
I was sinking deep in sin. I didn't have no one to turn to. I turned to everyone I knew, but they turned their backs on me. And I remember the only one could ease my troubled mind. It was Jesus, sweet Jesus, just in the nick of time. I'm gonna sing my song for for Jesus, he's the one that set me free. He freed me of my sins and misery. I'm gonna sing my songs for Jesus, he sanctified my soul. Now I'm so happy with Jesus, cause he cleansed and made me whole. Many a night I laid awake just wondering what to do. Thought of all my worries and sins and the heartaches I've been through. I knew I had to change my life while I still had a little control. So I gave my life to Jesus and he freed my worried soul. I'm gonna sing my songs for Jesus, he's the one that set me free. He freed me of my sins and misery. I'm gonna sing my songs for Jesus, he sanctified my soul. I'm so happy with Jesus, cause he cleansed and made me whole. I'm gonna sing my songs for Jesus, he's the one that set me free. He freed me of my sins and misery. I'm gonna sing my songs for Jesus, he sanctified my soul. I'm so happy with Jesus, cause he cleansed and made me whole. I'm gonna sing my songs for Jesus, he's the one that set me free. He freed me of my sins and misery. I'm gonna sing my songs for Jesus, he sanctified my soul.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.